Good News Ministries of GNM.org. It's the Catholic place for growing your faith. Good News Ministries will provide you with faith-building reflections, virtual retreats, prayer resources, and lots more. All of it is free. Visit GNM.org today. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, welcome to Know the Faith, Defend the Faith. My name is William Hemsworth, and thank you so much for joining for this week's show. And for those of you on YouTube, my big headphones there, so thanks for bearing with me. Anyway, thanks for you guys, and I want to talk about a very sensitive topic. Topic where there's a lot of misunderstanding with the topic itself. So that topic I'm talking about is suicide. So, let's face it. Suicide impacts everyone. There's a suicide in the United States every 12 minutes, and it's the 10th leading cause of death. So why one would resort to suicide is a matter of debate, and there is hardly a cut and dry scenario to pull from. Not to mention us as Christians. Christians are not immune to it. Now, recently, an evangelical pastor, Jared Wilson, very popular evangelical pastor, took his own life. Jared Wilson was a mental health advocate, and he was very open with his struggle with depression. His death has brought the subject of suicide to the and mental health to the forefront. And once again, we see the same comments that display a very sincere ignorance on the topic. So, here's the question. Are those who die of suicide committed to hell? Are there extenuating circumstances? Yes, the Catechism of the Catholic Church addresses these questions in paragraphs 2280 through 2283. Now, the Catechism describes suicide as, quote, gravely contrary to the just love of self. It likewise offends love of neighbor because it unjustly breaks the ties of solidarity with family, nation, and other human societies to which we continue to have obligations. Suicide is contrary to love for the living God. And that's from paragraph 2281. Now, in error, some stop there to make the point that all who die of suicide were unable to repent of this mortal sin. At this juncture, it's necessary to define what makes a sin mortal. For a sin to be mortal, there have to be three criteria that are met. One, has to be grave matter. Two, knowledge that it's wrong. And three, consent of your free will. Now, there's no doubt that suicide is something that constitutes a grave matter. But are all who go through with it in the proper frame of mind for all criteria to be met? That's the question. See, the Catechism answers this question with an emphatic no. In paragraph 2282, the Catechism states, quote, grave psychological disturbances, anguish, or grave fear of hardship, suffering, or torture can diminish the responsibility of the one committing suicide. The eternal fate of those who commit suicide is something that's not for us to judge. Who is not to say that someone who fulfilled the three criteria didn't repent a microsecond before the deed was complete? The person who suffers with severe bouts of depression, as the Catechism says, was acting in a diminished capacity when the act was completed. In short, guys, God only knows. It's His role to be the judge of us all. I don't want that job, as it'd be too hard of a burden to bear. In paragraph 2283, the Catechism has this to say, quote, We should not despair of the eternal salvation of persons who have taken their own lives. By ways known to Him alone, God can provide the opportunity for salutary repentance. The Church prays for persons who have taken their own lives. God is a loving Father, who knows what we're going through, and only He knows what was going on with the person who died from suicide. He alone knows if they were cognizant of what they were doing. The Church calls us to pray for those who've taken their own lives. What good would praying for victims of suicide do if it was an automatic sentence to hell? The church asks us to pray for them because we are a faith of hope and love, not fear. Those who die of suicide are created in the image of God, and He loves them just as He loves you and me. God alone is the judge, and He's the only one qualified to judge the fate of suicide victims. Through His holy Church, God has made known that there is hope for eternal life, and it's the same hope that we all have. Now, guys, I know this week's show was very short, but I really felt that this topic is one that I just had to talk about, even if it's brief. Anyway, God bless you guys. Thank you for joining me here on Know the Faith, Defend the Faith. If you want to know more about this, I have an article up on the website, TucsonApologetics.org. God bless you guys. Have a great week.
I'm Father Dwight Longenecker. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of my podcasts here at Breadbox Media, but today I'm speaking to you about a different opportunity. In September 2020, I'll be leading a fantastic pilgrimage cruise from Rome to the Holy Land, and then on the way back, stopping at the cities of St. Paul, Ephesus, Athens, Corinth, and more. While we're at sea, I'll be lecturing on the Gospels, history or mystery. When we're on land, I'll invite you to join me as we visit all of the holy sites, celebrating Mass, worshiping together, and having a wonderful time of fellowship. If you'd like to know more about this pilgrimage cruise, go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com. Go to the right sidebar, and you'll see a picture there, which invites you to get more information. Go to my website, dwightlongenecker.com, right sidebar, click on the picture of the cruise ship, and you'll get all the information you need. Alternatively, you can call the company that's organizing the tour at 800-247-0017. 800-247-0017. Ask for Father Longenecker's Cruise to the Holy Land. Thanks for listening.
Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.